AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
The decision centers on the tariffs the president unilaterally imposed under an emergency powers law, including the sweeping reciprocal tariffs levied on nearly every other country.
Foreign countries that have been ripping us off for years are ecstatic. They're so happy. And they're dancing in the streets, but they won't be dancing for long. That I can assure you.
The majority found the Constitution very clearly gives Congress the power to impose taxes, which includes tariffs.
All national security tariffs under Section 232 and existing Section 301 tariffs, they're existing, they're there, remain in place, fully in place, and in full force and effect.
A key inflation indicator went up more than expected.
The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge shows prices were up 0.4% from the previous month, an increase from November's 0.2%. Compared with a year ago, inflation was up 2.9% in December. It's a sign prices are still rising faster than the Fed's 2% target, which could lead to the central bank again keeping its key interest rate unchanged, out of fear a drop might fuel higher prices. The report comes a day after President Trump touted success over inflation.
I've won affordability.
Meantime, the economy grew at a 1.4% annual rate in the fourth quarter, slower than economists predicted. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The government says the economy hit the brakes as the GDP slowed to 1.4%. This is AP News. These games are a record breaker.
Norway has once again broken the record for the country with the most gold medals at a Winter Olympics, topping their 16 from Beijing. Norwegian biathlete Johannes Dahle Skjevdal skied his way to a 17th gold in the 15-kilometer men's mass start and was the only one to hit all 20 targets. Dahle Skjevdal took the lead after the first standing bout and finished in 39 minutes, 17.1 seconds. Norway teammate Sturla Holmlegred took the silver. Francis Coton-Fiomaye zipped past German Philip Horn for the bronze. I'm Jennifer King.
Lindsey Vonn has undergone more surgery on her badly broken leg and remains hospitalized nearly 2 weeks after her terrifying crash in the Olympic downhill. Vonn flew home to the U.S. last weekend after a week of treatment and at least four surgeries in Italy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.